Welcome to the Cash Confident Podcast. I'm Bree Sedano, your fearless host, personal finance expert, and the visionary behind the revolutionary Cash Confident community. Get ready to embark on an electrifying journey where we redefine the rules of money and empower women to harness the immense power to craft the life they truly, truly desire. This podcast is the ultimate resource, meticulously crafted for women who are ready to unleash their financial prowess and embrace a life of abundant success. We leave no stone unturned as we delve into the depths of money management, mindset mastery, and the undeniable influence of emotions on your financial decisions. Prepare to rise above the societal limitations and break free from the chains that have held you back as we equip you with the tools and knowledge to make bold, confident choices with your cash. We believe that true financial power begins with knowledge, and that is exactly what we deliver. So buckle up, my fierce and ambitious friends, as we embark on this transformative journey to becoming cash confident together. Hello, everybody. Bree Sedano here. This episode of the Cash Confident Podcast is around being a high value woman, really embodying worthiness and value and exuding the magical sauce that makes you like appreciated and highly paid and, not taken for granted, cherished, things like that. So that's what we're going to work on today. All right. So let's just get into it. So when I'm working with clients, one of the complaints that I see with people who are often under-earning is there's a theme around it. It's under-earning, it's underpaid, underappreciated, under-cherished, under-resourced, spread too thin with time, you know, energy all over the place, doing all the things for all the people, and really sometimes even doing things that are beneath maybe her skill set and work or what she's capable of. And it's a painful place for people to be. It's a painful place for women to be. And I want to talk about what it actually takes to start to shift out of that place of being undervalued and into the place of being highly valued. All right. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, additionally, I have an offer that's about this, so I'm going to take a moment to shamelessly toot my own horn on this, but this work does take a little bit of practice. So in today's episode, I'm going to give you like the framework for it, but if you want to work on this, I have a 28-day journey called The Worthy Woman, where every day there will be a journal prompt and an audio message and a WhatsApp chat for you to start to embody. And I mean, like, so you're going to bring these energies, these frequencies into your body during those 28 days. It's a fantastic offer. It's priced at the entry level. So everybody that wants it, you know, could be able to afford it. And it's a thing that will change your perspective on yourself 100%. You know, it just will. So I offer this to you, The Worthy Woman. It's for sale now. And you can get the link in the show notes. All right. So listen, I want you to think for a second about our own energy, field, our own belief systems, our own vibe, you know, in its entirety. So which is the culmination of, you know, the energies that our parents invested in us, our stories, our life experiences, our beliefs, right? And that becomes our outer world, right? Because our outer world is going to match our inner world. Our experience is going to match. And I also want to say too that reality, the interesting thing about this, it's that we could have the same experience happen. We could be in the exact same car, going the exact same place, but our experiences could be different because they're going to be bumping up against us differently, right? So if you've ever been in a car with somebody and you're having a great time and they're really having a not a great time, there's traffic, they're annoyed, people are driving poorly, you know, they're in a state of just tightness and misery and you're like, I'm having a great time. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like if you've gone to the same restaurant with somebody and maybe it's you, you're nitpicking the meal, you're not having a great time, you're wondering where your waiter is and somebody else is having a great time. You know what I'm talking about. So the experience could be the same, but we could receive that differently. And that's the result of what I'm talking about here in your energy field, right? And so your energy field is multi-layered. There's, like I said, it's your belief structures, the energy that you have, stories that we have, stories that we're holding on to, our grudges, our loves, all of it. And it also conveys our social conditioning. And so I want to bring this up first because women today are very much socially conditioned to put other people's needs first. And that is a place of really undervaluing ourselves. It creates a lot of self-betrayal. Also, we're conditioned to often have a critical eye on ourselves and not an eye for boasting or bragging. I know that when I was a kid, I definitely was not encouraged. In fact, you know, maybe reprimanded for saying anything nice about myself, literally. Like, I was not allowed to brag. I was not allowed to boast. I was not allowed to show off, right? So all of those things help to solidify a sense of confidence and worthiness. So when I'm allowed to safely express what's wrong with me, what's not right, you know, and I'm not allowed to say how beautiful and smart I am, or, you know, or any of my skills or talents, when I'm allowed to publicly shame and demean and depreciate myself, but I'm not allowed to do the opposite, it creates a big sense of imbalance. And this is a thing that's very culturally prevalent for women, right? And then we layer on other, like the tall poppy syndrome, which is like the tallest flower is the one that gets cut first. And, you know, and then there's like historical witch wounds, right? Like powerful women for hundreds of years were literally drowned or set on fire, right? That lives in our subconscious. We all learned about the Salem witch trials. These are things that really get in the way of us being highly valued, right? Now, if we add in stories of maybe our parents not highly valuing us, or maybe not even highly valuing themselves, and then not being able to demonstrate to us, we see why many women today are trying to meet conflicting expectations that it cannot be simultaneous. You know, like, you cannot be all things to all people. You know, so we see that, and we see women feeling underappreciated. We see that, like, if you, you know, we see that a very common reason for people getting divorced today is women are doing all of the work and not being appreciated and being taken for granted. That's a super common reason that marriages are breaking up, right? And we see women are making less money than men, right? So we're seeing this in the outside world. So what I want to offer to you today is just the understanding that we sometimes did not get the energy of appreciation and being cherished or being worshiped or being highly valued in our childhood experiences, or maybe not even in any of our experiences. But we can install that for ourselves. We don't have to get that from the outside world. And in fact, if you're always looking for outside validation or appreciation or approval, that will run your whole life. Because you will constantly be in need of it, and it's not yours. So you'll be constantly chasing it, looking for it, showing up in 1,000 different ways to try to get it. So what I want to offer you today is the knowledge and understanding that sometimes these energies, these frequencies, these understandings, we have to install in ourselves to be able to make the shift that we want to make. So an activity that I'm often giving to my clients is to do a self-appreciation practice. I know that this is a podcast, so you may not be able to see me, but I'm going to do some hand gestures, and I'll do my best to explain them as I go. So look at, if I am the energy field, so I'm just kind of making a round shape right now, and then the outside world mirrors that, right? So if I have no appreciation in my field for myself, I'm not even going to be able to receive appreciation, because when appreciation comes my way, there's going to be nothing for it to stick to. So even if somebody else is appreciating me, to me, it's just going to feel bad. So listen, if you've had the experience of you giving a woman a compliment and her not accepting that compliment, her saying, oh, this old thing, or, oh, I got it at Macy's 6 years ago for $4, or, no, I don't look great today. I feel like shit and I look like terrible and you're an idiot, more or less. You know, maybe not exactly that harsh. You know what I'm talking about. You were giving her appreciation and she couldn't receive it, right? So look at, if we want the outside world to mirror our value, sometimes we need to be the ones to start that interaction for ourselves. So we may need to take our appreciation and put our appreciation into our energy field, right? So look, if I want my appreciation outwards, out of my energy field into the outside world, I can appreciate my spouse, I can appreciate my house, I can appreciate my plants, my kids, right? All of those things are not me. They're appreciation, and I will feel a sense of appreciation as I put that outwards. But what I want to be doing is taking that appreciation and putting it in my own energy field. So that would be appreciation of my senses, appreciation of my intelligence, appreciation of my gifts, appreciation of my courage, my strength, my talents, my ability to bake biscuits, right? I could appreciate the wonder that is me on my own. I don't need somebody else to do it. And in fact, it's better if I can do it myself, because then that energy is in my field and it's emanating from me. So when appreciation comes my way, one, it'll have something to stick to. And two, I will not have any need of appreciation because I have it in my own energy. All right. So this is something that I want you to understand, because oftentimes we did not get what we actually need in the world and we have to give it to ourselves. So I want you to start with, there's some things that really make up the cocktail that is the highly valued woman, right? So the highly valued woman is not, she's not undervaluing herself and everybody else is valuing her. That's not the way that goes. That woman, the highly valued woman, is taking care of herself. She's showing up. She's got standards. She's speaking her desires. She's getting her needs met. She is well resourced, and the world matches that, right? So you know that, like, you've been in a room where a highly valued woman walks in and everybody pays attention, and we're not going beneath her standards. You know, it's just the thing that happens. And so having gratitude for yourself, like a gratefulness for what you've got, is a great place to start, right? And so a lot of times, I'm going to start with the body, because that I think is one of the sorest places for women today. But you can put a gratitude on your cells, on your skin, on your organs, on your blood, on your bones, on your muscles, on your health. You know, put gratitude on those places for yourself. Be like, oh, I'm grateful for these things. And what it does is it starts to balance out that critical eye, because most of the time when we look at our body, we're like, oh, I'm not tall enough. I'm too fat. These pants are terrible. You know, blah, 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 blah. And that stuff's all so degrading to ourselves. So when we put gratitude into our own self, we start to change, because we start to recognize what we are and what we have, right? So start with your body. So doing a gratitude practice on your body, on your health, on your senses, on the things that your body does for you every day. Great place to get started. You know, appreciation is another frequency, and that's the frequency of growth. So gratitude is the frequency of having something. So you want to be grateful for your health. You want to be grateful for your wealth. You want to be grateful for the things that you want to have. But appreciation is something that you're growing into. So maybe you're growing your skills, you're growing your talents. So you want to put appreciation on your skills, on your talents, on your intelligence. You want to put appreciation on your capacities for love, your capacities for truth, your capacities to speak your desires, right? And so every time you do one of those things, you want to acknowledge it to yourself and appreciate that. That's another way. And appreciation grows value, right? When we're talking about something growing in value, it's appreciating in value. Our investments appreciate. So when you look at the things that you value about yourselves and you appreciate what's there, what's already good, you start to see things that you missed, and you start to be able to grow those things. And it's really a wonderful experience. I want you to next think about the value, the pure value that you are. You know, like, you're stardust, you're a divine spark, you're alive, you're a human, you're flesh and bones, and like, just the value of all of that, the value of it. And I mean, we're not going to do any of this. I'm going to be a little wild here. We're not going to execute on any of this, but like, the value of a kidney. What's the value of a kidney? I've never gone down that particular dark rabbit hole on the internet, but you know, you have two. Well, hopefully you have two, maybe you have just one, but you know, whatever. You know, the value, what these things are worth, the value that you've consumed, all of the breath that you've taken, all of the food that you've eaten, all of the sunshine that is you know, been given to your skin, right? Like, I want you just to think about that. And then think about the value that you have, that you give, that you create, that you make, and just start to see it. Just start to see it. And so what we're doing when we're doing these activities is we're investing love, appreciation, gratitude, and value into our own energy field. And what that does is it changes the dynamic of that energy field, and we start to feel the weight of our worth. We start to feel our value. We start to feel how much of it there is. And as that happens, the outside world will start to change. So when you receive, listen, once you have appreciation and it can, and there's a place for outside appreciation to stick to. When you get a compliment, you're going to be able to feel it. It's going to feel good. You're going to feel appreciated. So that investment that you made in yourself then gives a landing place for somebody else's appreciation. And then you can feel their appreciation. And then that appreciation can grow. Same thing for gratitude. Same thing for acknowledgement. Same thing for credit on work, right? Do you know how many people I talk to that do not give themselves credit for anything? They don't give themselves credit for being a good wife, a good mother. They don't give themselves credit for being good enough at work. And these are people doing literally amazing things, literally amazing, amazing work in the world. And they do not give themselves any sort of credit. And then you know what happens? The world does not give them credit because they can't give themselves credit, and they get passed over for promotions. And then they're working for some schmuck that they're definitely smarter and more qualified than, right? And that's the way this plays out in the real world. So I want you to start to think about the frequencies, the energies that you may need to give to yourself. So literally, gratitude, appreciation, value, recognition, love, gentleness, you know, appreciating like your body, your beauty, your skills, your talents, all of these things that you can do for yourself will change the way the outside world does this for you. And so listen, in the 30 days that I'm going to be doing, or 28 days rather, that I'm going to be offering this worthy woman, we're going to be with this practice for a full 28 days. And we're going to be running it kind of like a fun little experiment where we start to track what changes in the outside world. As we change ourselves, what happens in the outside world? So like as above, so below, as within, so without, right? So we're going to be changing what's within. We're going to be acknowledging the power that we've created in the without. We're going to be changing what's so below, watching what changes above, right? And it's going to be so much fun. So if you want to join our WhatsApp group practice called The Worthy Woman. Like I said, the link is in there. And if you just want to do this practice on your own, just do it. Just grab your journal and do what I said today and really, really be with it and really practice it and let yourself feel those feelings. Now, the last thing I want to say about this is you do this work is you start to pour this quality of energy into your field and it's never been there before. I want you just to understand it may feel a little bit intense. It may feel a little bad. You may cry. And I just want you to know that doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It just means that you're moving energy in a way that it just hasn't typically been moved. So you may need to practice it for a few times. You may need to really sit with this a few times before it feels good. And I just want you to know that because a lot of times when I'm doing these kind of activities with clients, they start to cry. You know, they start to really cry. And then they make up a story about how something's wrong with them and they're not even capable of this. And I'm like, no, it's just your energies. It's just like if you water a plant that hasn't been watered in a real long time, that water drips right through. It doesn't stick. It doesn't get to where it needs to go until the plant is a little bit moist and then the water there, right? So just think about it kind of like that. So if it feels bad, it's okay. It doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. You're doing it right. If you cry, it's all right. Just stay with it. Just stay with it because these frequencies are what helps us to receive the love and the cherish, you know, being cherished and being worshiped and giving credit to and being able to receive the value that the world has to give us. But we have to be able to have that and see that for ourselves before the world can match. If like I said, like we've all given somebody a compliment and appreciated her beauty and she didn't appreciate her beauty. And so that compliment did not even get into her. She rejected it. Or she dismissed it, or she downplayed it, right? Like we've all had that experience. And so as we can have our energy be in a different place, that compliment can land. And then we can receive the nourishment that we've given ourselves in this way. and the nourishment from the outside world. So I hope this is helpful for you. I hope this changes some of the things. Like, I would hate for you to go about your life complaining about being taken for granted when in fact you yourself take yourself for granted and you don't give yourself any appreciation, and you have the power to change that today. In an instant, you have the power to change that. And then everything else can change in accordance with it. And so as you do this work and you start to pay attention and grow that value within your own field, your own value, the world will start to match. And it's so much fun to play with, and it's so juicy to do. So anyways, I hope that you will come with me on a 28-day journey called The Worthy Woman. And I think you'll get a lot out of it, and it will be fun. We're going to be doing the chat, and we're going to see everybody's power, and it's going to be so like fun and delicious. But even if you don't join, I hope you do these activities and really start to increase the level of gratitude, love, appreciation, cherishing that you give to yourself, that you give to yourself. And this is an energetic practice. It goes deeper than self-care. It goes deeper than self-care. So enjoy, have fun with this. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you next week. It was my pleasure and joy to talk with you today. Thank you for listening. If you found value in our conversation, I kindly ask you to share the show with a friend who deserves to unleash her financial power. Your feedback is so, so valuable to me. So please take a moment to leave a review. Together, we can amplify the message and bring more money into the hands of good women. For ongoing guidance and unwavering support on your financial journey, I invite you to join the Cash Confident community. Visit www.cashconfident.com/join to become part of our powerful community of women, where we uplift and inspire one another to reach new heights of financial success. Remember, you possess the power to shape your financial destiny. And with the Cash Confident podcast and the support of our remarkable community, you are unstoppable. Embrace your financial power, create the life you desire, and let's ignite a movement of cash confident women who are transforming the world, $1, one decision at a time.